Yeah, a lot of people woken up this morning to the incredibly sad news that singer, songwriter, actress, entrepreneur, activist, all-round amazing Australian Olivia Newton-John has passed away peacefully at her home in California, age 73. Her husband, John Easterling, he released this statement. Dame Olivia Newton-John passed away peacefully at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. Olivia has been a symbol of triumphs and hope for over 30 years, sharing her journey with breast cancer. Her healing inspiration and pioneering experience with plant medicine continues with the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that any donations be made in her memory to the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund. So incredibly sad news. Our hearts and our love goes to all her family members, in particular, obviously, her husband, her daughter, Chloe. But she has so many family here in Melbourne, and they'll be having a really difficult time. So our thoughts are with you. And in honour of the wonderful Olivia Newton-John, we'd like to present this.
It is with a heavy heart that we come to air this morning with the news that one of our greatest entertainers, Olivia Newton-John, has passed away.
Olivia has been a symbol of triumphs and hope for over 30 years.
She was a songwriter, an actress, entrepreneur, and an activist too. She won 4 Grammys. Of course, though, best known for her role as Sandy in Grease alongside John Travolta.
Tell me about it, Stern.
So yeah, I think that film, the whole experience of making the film and the whole aftermath is, well, for me, it's probably the most important thing I ever did.
40 years on, people still talking about it and wanting to hear about it and see it, and that's been an incredible phenomena, really.
Do you remember your first meeting with Olivia?
Oh.
Bad?
My heart pounded.
I got to dance with Gene Kelly in Xanadu. I got to dance with John Travolta. So two of the top male dancers in the world I've danced with, and I'm not a dancer. So I pulled it off. So tame. I mean, that's what I say on stage. Can you believe that I was banned for this lyric, you know?
Everybody had a crush on Olivia Newton-John. I certainly did. And then the thing that you discovered in real life is she exceeded those expectations. She was more beautiful in person than she was on screen or on stage. She was kinder and nicer and extraordinarily talented.
I don't feel I've done anything more than anyone else would have done in my position, and probably could have done more, but doing what I can.
You are the most optimistic, hopeful person I have ever met.
I love you. I honestly love you.
I feel I've done just about everything I could possibly dream of.
I don't know what my time is, but I need to enjoy my life, so I'm going to eat a cookie if I want it, because the joy of life and everyday living has to be a part of that.